My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Friday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by Ron Jaworski. You can see him on the NBC Sports Philly pre- and post-game show. But more importantly, with us right now, Jaws, how are we feeling?
Gentlemen, great to be with you. I'm not feeling very good after that Phillies performance, but I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm. We are not crying
We're trying to move on.
Boy,
I've been listening. I've been listening to you guys, and I'm feeling your pain.
Yes, sir. So we're trying to get someone to tell us, you know, and you have clearly watched the tape of the teams and you know them well, and we're sitting here looking at the Eagles as 9.5-point favorites going, this doesn't seem right. So are the knowing what you know about the Eagles and knowing what you know about the Browns, how likely do you see a game on Sunday where we see the Eagles outperform the Browns the same way other teams have?
Well, normally we end my segment weekly with my pick.
Yes.
So I will start this week's segment with my pick.
Okay.
I will give some people some relief this week that we are going to win. I've got the Eagles 31-21, and I don't think it will be that close.
So the Browns, you feel like, now, is that the Browns are that bad? You feel like the Eagles getting healthy, getting their players back, coming off the bye week, they should get things rolling, or you see a combination of both there?
All of the above. And when I look at this Eagle team, when they're healthy offensively, they're one of the best teams in the National Football League. You know, Lane will be back, so the offensive line will be intact. I still believe it's one of the best, if not the best, offensive line in the game. A.J. Devontae will be back. The security blankets for Jalen will be there. That helps. Saquon, he's in rock solid. In fact, that's one of my complaints, is he needs to get the football more and more with Jalen under center and get him some downhill runs rather than start and stop runs. I think his offense will be fine. The defense is going to be the question. The defense has been very uneven. One good game this year against the Saints. Other than that, it's been kind of helter-skelter defensive football. And last week is, you know, was just one of some of the worst tackling I've ever witnessed in an NFL game. I counted 19 missed tackles going through the tape. I've heard 15, 18. I had 19. Maybe I'm a little more critical. But that's an incredible amount of tackles to miss by an NFL linebacker, corner, safety, defensive line, that's way too many. But then when you look at Cleveland, they are a hot mess right now. They got a quarterback that's holding on the ball. I look at the tape. He's got receivers open. And by the way, you know, Amari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy are outstanding receivers. Elijah Moore can get open. Now, their offensive line is a work in progress, but it goes to Deshaun Watson. He's got guys open. He's just he either got sunglasses on or blinders on. Well, I'm not where I'm sure he's looking at, but He's getting people open. He just can't deliver the ball in time. He looks like a guy that is probably a rookie starter rather than a guy that at one time played at a very high level.
So, Jaws, I keep hearing, and, you know, Coach Sirianni said it, Vic Fangio said it, you just said it, we're missing tackles, we can't miss tackles anymore. How much of that, though, is a skill issue versus a commitment to doing it issue? Like, is that something they can just clean up, I guess?
Yeah, you know, I think to a certain degree it's a want to. You know, Ike knows it better than anybody. He made a living tackling people. You know, he knows what it takes. But I also think, you know, today's NFL is so much more, you know, more different than it was in the past, because you could actually practice tackling. You would actually wear pads at practice. You'd actually have tackling drills. Now, you know, you see out there, they throw dummies at each other, and that's supposed to replicate tackling. It's not. You know, those dummies don't move like running backs in the NFL and wide receivers move, so consequently, you don't get the repetition. Now, again, I know all those things are done in looking at safety of the players and their safety, and I'm all for that. But to me, it really hurts the play of defensive players in this league. And the tackling is very poor around the league, not only in Philadelphia, but around the league as well.
Mm-hmm. One guy who should help with the tackling, because that's one of his stronger suits, we're talking about rookie Cooper DeJean. I don't know if he's going to start at nickel. Certainly appears that he's going to get some significant playing time. I'm just wondering, what do you think about the role that they may have him play? And do you like the idea of, man, let's just go with the younger players and see and let them learn on the job?
Yeah, I love that idea. Like, I think we got to see these young players in here, these guys that were drafted in first and second round, and get him out there. Obviously, Quentin has done a great job thus far this year. I think these young guys got to get out there and play. This is a defense that I think is going to be a work in progress. Eventually, I think they'll figure it out. I still like the concepts that Vic Fangio has involved. I'd like to see those corners play a little bit tighter. And a little tighter is only a yard or two. And as I'm making that statement, I'm thinking some of my conversations with Steve Spagnuolo, now, you know, the excellent defensive coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs. And he talked about their win over the undefeated New England Patriots in the Super Bowl a few years back, when, you know, everyone thought that the Patriots would have the next undefeated football team, and it didn't get done. And Spags said he moved his corners up 2 yards, 2 yards in that game, because he did not want to give good reads to Tom Brady in that game. So they sat at 2 yards. It's amazing, you know, when you think of a little difference like that. Rather than playing off 10 yards, rather than playing off 9 yards, move up to 7 or 8, and it takes away those easy, short, quick passes. And some simple move like that, I think, is something that Steve Spagnuolo did, and I think that Vic Fangio is going to have to do. Make some minor adjustments. They may not be available to us with the naked eye watching the game, but when you look at the tape, you'll see a difference.
Jaws, I'd like to jump back to the offense one last time, if you don't mind. You mentioned that they you want them to get the ball to Saquon more often. What are I guess two questions. What are one, you know, it seems like other teams are deciding at the beginning of the game that they're not going to allow Saquon to run, right? They're crowding the box. So the first question is, how do you get the ball to Saquon when the other team is deciding to do that? And the second question is, aside from getting the ball to Saquon, what are some other things you'd like to see out of the offense this week, them do well that they have not done well so far this year?
Start out with game planning. You know, these coaches script the first 12 plays, some 15, some 16, some 18. But let's say the first 12 plays are scripted. We haven't scored a stinking point in the first quarter of 4 football games. That's flat-out embarrassing, guys. We bring in, you know, a new offensive coordinator and Kellen Moore. We expect him to get this thing going. He has not gotten it going. I think the pressure's on him this week to design some plays. You had a week off. You had more time to study the Cleveland Browns, know what their tendencies are. If we don't score in this first quarter, I would be totally disappointed. If we don't score in the first drive, I'm going to be disappointed. You got 2 weeks to prepare for the Cleveland Browns, a defense that is not very good except for Myles Garrett. If we can't go and score some points in that first quarter, we may be in for a long game, although I got us winning this game. But this is a time where when you get an extra week to prepare for your team, as weak as the Cleveland Browns, and you can't go up and down the field, something's wrong with our play calling and the way our offense is designed. And I think the talent is there.
Yeah.
I would say something I would do as well. I would like to see Jalen under center more. And I've said it, I don't know how many times you guys have shown. You know, that type of alignment with Saquon behind him. Saquon gets a downhill running start. He hits the line quicker. He hits the hole quicker. The linemen don't have to hold their blocks longer. When you're in the shotgun, you start off 5 or 6 yards from the line of scrimmage. When you're under center, you're about a yard and a half from the line of scrimmage. The back is going downhill. I think it's a simple fix to get the power running game going.
Yeah.
I bet it's not going, but it would help.
No, I think it would help with the play action pass and everything else. It just opens up other stuff for the quarterback. And we've seen Kellen Moore as an OC. Those are the type of offensive plays he's designed in the past. I just wonder, you know, if whether or not the quarterback, if Jalen is comfortable doing it, and maybe they need to make him uncomfortable and teach him that this is going to be beneficial. One last question for me, Jaws, on Jalen coming out of the bye week. Just where you think he's at from a mental standpoint and whether or not he can get this whole turnover thing fixed. Is that something you can consciously do in the season, Jaws, when you're in a little bit of a rut as a quarterback? Get rid of the turnover problem that you're having.
it's a really a fine line, because you don't want to take away the aggressiveness. You still want to take your shots down the field. You want to make the tight throws. You got to have confidence in your ability and your arm to make those tight throws. You're gonna have to make them. Guys aren't always wide open in this league, and you just throw the ball out and you catch everyone. So if he stops making or attempting to make those tight throws, you know, start becoming a check down Charlie, I don't think that's the way to go. He just has to be much more careful with the football. And by the way, receivers have been getting open. Now, we can knock Dotson, all these guys we want. They have been getting open. The timing and the rhythm just hasn't been there. Now, maybe the bye week, some work on one-on-one drills with the guys, the newer guys, may help. But hey, we're gonna have our starters back. The full alignment of 11 players on offense are all healthy. They're rested. I expect this offense to be hitting on all cylinders on Sunday.
All right, Charles.
And well, I expect to break 90 tomorrow, Charles. 8:30, I'm teeing off, big dog.
I do got to tell you, though, I was down in New Orleans for the Super Bowl golf on Sunday and Monday. We didn't win the Super Bowl. We finished fourth, so I wanted to bring another trophy back, but we didn't get it done.
Fourth is not bad, though. I mean, there's probably some pretty good golfers in that group, too, right?
Come on. You know, my NFL alumni team has won for a number of years, so we go down there to win.
okay. You got higher expectations. I got you.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, Jaws. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Thomas.
Thank you, man. So just two things on the Jaws thing. The first thing is I don't get the sense watching. He's talking about you don't want to take away Jalen's aggressiveness, right? I agree. Yeah. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
To me, the turnovers this year have not been the Brett Favre style, you know, I'm slinging it all over the place sort of aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. They've just been bad decisions.
Late decisions.
So I haven't gotten the sense watching it that, oh no, you know, like when Josh Allen has turnover problems.
Yeah, sometimes it's just bad luck when you do it trying to do too much. But I'm with you.
That's not the feeling
that I'm getting with Jalen.
And the under center thing is like, yes, I agree with you. But I refuse to believe that is Kellen Moore just deciding he doesn't want Jalen to be under center.
No, that's more of quarterback's not comfortable being under center.
And the few times we've seen him under center, we've seen it be clumsy.
Yeah.
We've seen it be clumsy. So I don't know if that's a thing we can even see this year. That might have to be a next year thing.
He is the linchpin to turn this thing around. Like, I'm not saying the other guys don't have to do their job, and I understand the defense is going to be a work in progress, but this has been more about – the defense was terrible in that Tampa game, and the offense didn't even show up. But the offense sort of sputtering, not getting off to a fast start, a lot of that stuff can be alleviated and fixed if Jalen is playing better. That's just – it's plain and simple.
Well, it can take them from a good offense to an all-world offense.
Yeah.
You know, Joss said...
The only team in the league that hadn't scored in the first quarter this year?
Joss said...
Was it? An opening drive? What is it?
Yeah.
They haven't scored a touchdown in the first quarter.
I don't think they haven't scored either. Yeah.
They haven't scored 10-plus points in the first quarter in, like, two seasons.
And, you know, Joss said when they're healthy...
They did week one of last year, sorry, but it was a pick six.
But so Joss said count. When they're healthy, they're... one of the best offenses in the NFL. No, they have the talent to be one of the best offenses in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But we haven't seen that happen. We saw flashes against Green Bay, and in fairness...
And that's it, though.
Yeah, in fairness, AJ's been hurt, and but we haven't seen the best offense in the NFL yet.
Which offense do you believe in more? Philly's offense or the Eagles' offense?
Oh, jeez. Well, they are, unfortunately, similar. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know where you go with that one.
They're almost like, it's the same thing in that even when they're scoring, it feels like something's off, you know? I said at one point during the Phillies, the first playoff game against the Mets, I can't remember the last time the Phillies had three consecutive hits. I just can't remember it. And it's the same, it's like the score, you know, have a great drive and score in the first quarter. It's just, yes, you see all these players and all their stats, and you're like, how, that's not possible. How could they not have three consecutive hits?
Can I throw a suggestion out there to Coach Sirianni?
Absolutely.
You get in scoring range, we don't need to go for it on fourth down.
Take the points.
Take the damn points, man. So we can get off the schneid here.
Fourth and one.
Because he was part of one of those where we could have scored and he went for it on fourth down.
Fourth and goal from the one?
Well, yeah, then we got to go for it.
First quarter?
We got to go for it.
Yeah, you're pushing that tush.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
that fourth and three, fourth and four, at like the 30-yard line where he doesn't know what he wants to do. He wants to go for it. It's like, dude, just take the damn points.
By the way, I think I've solved the get Saquon his touchdowns and also use the tush push. Why don't we just let Saquon?
I saw somebody do. Who did I see? I saw a team. Oh, it was I think it was Arizona. Arizona used the tush push without Kyler Moore.
Kyler Murray. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Did I say Kyler Moore?
You said Moore. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They used. I think they either put a tight end or a running back there, and then he was just standing out as a wide receiver.
We all talk about, you know, Jalen's quads. We get the other guy with the quads, you know?
Yeah, his quads are bigger, as a matter of fact.
Just let Saquon take the snap. Let him run it in.
Yeah.
There we go. Then we get him his touchdowns. Everybody's happy.
He used a tush push. Yeah, I'm
except
with
for
you.
Jalen. Yeah. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers, the official jeweler of you. If you're looking to get engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Phillies to fire Rob Thompson? 39% say no. 69% say no. 31% say yes. Dennis in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. How we doing?
What's up, Dennis?
What up, Dennis?
Hey, listen, I think your program director is going to hold you accountable at some point for that tornado, whatever you call it, Sapphire.
Yeah.
I think you guys are going to be held accountable.
We're pushing it.
Pushing the envelope there. Dennis, we have no control over him.
Yeah.
We have none.
Yeah.
He just calls. Listen, we didn't ask him to.
Listen, I think if the organization is saying the goal is the World Series, you got to move off top or you have to. And here's why. Because this guy has a style that's been embedded in that team for 3 years. And he chose a slippery slope. And he chose the downhill slope because he let them kind of work it out. And now he's too far down that slope to come back next year and kind of hold them accountable. And the voice you need in there, in my mind, is a voice that aligns the coaches with your mindset around winning, playing small ball, like leading with small ball, or and complementing with slugging, or vice versa. But you got to drill that, and you're going to have the same people back. So what you got to do now is you got to bring a voice in that's going to coach everybody where they are. Guys that aren't playing well, your coaches and you, you're doing something different there. The middle, you're moving up, and you're not going to stop paying attention to your high performers. When you get that all in alignment, this team will continue to strive and get better. So I kind of think you gotta let them go.
Dennis, I think there is a part of it too that is just, this is what you do in baseball. It's just when a team hits a wall and you don't have the ability to really change the lineup in a meaningful way, which I don't think they do. They can make an addition.
They're going to try.
Yeah, they'll try. But I think that there's only, as we were saying earlier, you need other teams to play ball, and you need, from a free agency perspective, you need teams to come. Yeah. You need players to want to come here. So if that's limited, I even think I want them to sign Juan Soto so bad, but it doesn't. He's one guy.
It doesn't change the mindset in that locker room.
I agree with you.
That's the problem. Now, listen, I got two other points real quickly.
Yes, sir.
One, I think you better get your ag guys ready to go. You guys have had a banner week of talk show radio with the Phillies. Get ready for the Eagles. And get I kind of think they're going to lose this week. That's my own opinion. And I'm going to get a lot of backlash from my family for that one. But I got a feeling Deshaun Watson's going to show up. And Jack, one last thing for you.
Okay.
I am not going to be a part of a standing ovation for Mr. Trey Turner next year.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Have a great weekend.
All right, Dennis. Yeah, I don't know why he's telling you that.
Yeah. Again,
don't tell Captain Jack.
Out of the business.
Out of the business.
Philly captain. He was the guy that did it, not Jack. Yeah, so... Jack, the last time I checked, Jack doesn't even like Trey Turner.
Well, would never.
Yeah.
It'll be good. I actually think they need, if they do move on from Rob Thompson, I know, like, Rob Thompson's a really good baseball man, but there's been a move in baseball towards hiring guys that kind of just got out of playing. And I think getting an ex-player in there that has been in their shoes.
Okay.
I think I would prefer more. Like, it could be a first time guy, but someone that can relate to those guys from a playing the game standpoint.
Who we got?
Well, there's a couple names. So there's Jason Varitek, who was on the 04 Red Sox. Yep. He was up there. Raul Ibanez, obviously.
Oh, Raul!
Oh, that'd be a very thirsty hire from them, and I would like it.
It would be something, but he's been working around Major League Baseball for a while, respected.
Bring those vitamins he took when he was
here. Sure, the first half of 09.
Yeah.
Nick Huntley is just like a catcher, but at least he was like a catcher for a long time in the big leagues. It's a traditional sense.
I like a catcher. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Varitek was a catcher.
Thanks to game.
So I would... Listen, Snicker's a good baseball man down in Atlanta. Rob Thompson, I think, is a good baseball man. But I think a player that played at a high level, obviously the big league level.
Like a Gabe Kapler.
A little different than Gabe.
Okay.
Gabe, for somehow, played in Major League Baseball. No idea how. But getting a player in there, I think, would help this clubhouse.
That's a good thought.
I like the Varitek.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right. Dennis mentioned us potentially getting into trouble because of Tornado Shapiro. Speaking of which, it's not even related, but where could people see Joe Conklin?
They can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Sellersville Theater on September. What's wrong with me? Am I blind? These glasses do work. I like to do the show blind. Let me try that again. You can see Joe Conklin's comedy show at the Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 2nd, along with Norm Klar. I think that's Klar. K-L-A-R. Klar.
That sounds like Klar.
And Vince Valentine. That's two shows, 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Again, that's Sellersville Theater on Saturday, November 2nd. And you can get your tickets at JoeConklin.com.
Do you think the Phillies should move on from Rob Thompson? 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a former Eagle. Somehow his life has gotten worse. The Eagle that was here last year. So we'll talk about that. Also continue to talk about Rob Thompson. Also, Tommy from Down the Shore's prediction for Eagles-Browns. That is coming up. I hope Tommy's okay. He's a big, big Phillies guy. So that's all coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.